The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, we have to open with Brit Watch, so let's hear it.
Brittany Watch.
Oh, baby, baby. Hey, y'all. I mean, Brit Watch really got a leg up on all the other topics today.
How dare you?
I am truly pussyfooting around this because...
Not everyone listening will have heard this if it's Wednesday. So you need to give the info.
Dominic, everyone knows this. But I'm nervous to make fun of it too much because I feel like karma is a bitch. And this is why he's in this position and I'm nervous. Lay it on them, Dominic. Go ahead.
Britney Spears' father, long an ill person, has had his leg amputated. The internet believes that that's happening as his karma for how he treated Britney. Chris DeRosa is concerned that if we make fun of Mr. Spears, that the karma will come down on us. I'm here to tell you that we have already been hit with karma. At least I have, because as I have stated, I need a neck lift.
The photo that you posted the other day doesn't show that. Again, I've yet to see proof that you need a neck lift. Anyway.
You have no idea what the photos I post go through before they see an audience. They're practically cartoons. That's why I'm afraid to meet people after my shows in person, because they'll be like, is your son back there? I just watched him on the internet.
I was almost like, oh my God, Dominic looks so great. I go, yeah, he's face tuning his neck.
I also had two little people in my wig, as usual, holding it all back. All right. So what happens now? Does Brit get back with daddy? Like, is this the thing that's...
No, yeah, she doesn't do anything. Yeah. It's simply, guess what? You fight dirty, you're going to get dirty. Okay. If you lie down with pigs, you're going to smell.
I mean, looks like keeping all that money from her didn't help him stay well. Or
no,
keep, I was
going to
say keep
no.
his leg. And why didn't I say it? Who cares?
No, leg up. You're so horrible. I mean, it's, did I see this coming? No. Was I?
Like, Britney's dad losing his leg was not on the Brit Watch bingo card.
Sure wasn't.
No,
it sure wasn't.
You know what also wasn't was Britney has had such a week on Insta. I can't. Like, first, I don't know which of these came first, but first it was just her talking about this new comfortable bra that she wore.
No, that was last.
Victoria's
You're jumping
Secret.
To the end. You're jumping to the end.
I'm doing the boring parts first. Like, the
first,
bra stuff is just sort of barely unhinged.
No, but I need to do, we need to do it as it happened because the graduation of it was so crazy. First, there's a photo of her butt-ass naked on the beach. Nothing new, but regardless, like, I was like, okay, right. We're back to this. Like, uh-oh.
Right.
And there's a shadow of someone taking the photo. So, of course.
A shadowy male figure. Yes, we all launched our own internal investigations. Who could it be?
So, obviously, the first thing I do is shoot off a screenshot of this picture to Chelsea DeFontes, and she texts back, all capitals, who is the shadow? Mm-hmm. A question I also wanted. Then.
Well, we then found out.
Yeah. Then she's in a video where the man is teaching her how to record her on her phone and he has no shirt on. And he's basically like a wannabe K-Fed, like a
it
dollar.
Is, let me take. He is a trashy white boy. He is a line cook at your favorite diner. Well,
yeah.
And he probably doesn't wear a shirt when he's back there either. Yeah. That's who this lanky motherfucker is. He is an aspiring K-Fed. And I'm going to say it, and I don't care who wants to fight me about it. I would have had sex with 2002 K-Fed. I would have sex with fat 2023 K-Fed.
Are you serious?
And I'll have sex with this line cook. I don't care. I will not have sex with just anyone, quote unquote. But
it doesn't seem that you're proving
now,
that point by saying
I don't know. I mean, as much as we dog on her, I don't have a type, but I would have sex with anyone that Britney Spears has had sex with that I know of so
okay.
far.
Okay. So... then
is this boy's name Cade? Are we led to believe his name is Cade? C-A-D-E? Did she post that name online or am I making that
no,
up?
No, that's her like agent that she's had forever.
Oh.
That's like the only human being that's ever helped her once in her life.
Thank
that is
you.
Not Cade.
I didn't
There's
know that.
No way. If that's Cade, then we, Chelsea and I are like on a bridge somewhere. Like that's not good.
So the video that she posted with this dude was also very suggestive. Like she was dancing up on him and
she was
then
like popping it, locking it, dropping
it. Well, she did the blowjob squat. Like if they were in a club, his fly would have been open. Like she got all the way down there and got her face very close to his
so that's
hoo-ha or whatever.
That being said, they're
it.
In like a living room. So it's like, I'm not as upset because it's like, okay, she's like in the comfort of her own home, like being
right,
okay.
Right.
The fact that like the Weather Channel is on in the background and like there's a credenza, like I'm less upset. Like it's, she's not like in a dungeon somewhere. You know what I mean? Like there's something about
Wait,
it.
Wait, are you? Is that confirmed that the Weather Channel was on in the background?
It was something similar to that. Wait, and you know that? Wait, you're aware that people were sending me this video when it first was posted, and I immediately put it on my story. But as it was uploading, she deleted the video, so I thought it was never going to be seen again. So I screen recorded my own story while it was still there for like 2 seconds. So like,
and you've been like blowing it up and investigating it.
But meanwhile, like she then posted it again, so it was fine. But I thought I was like going to be preserving this forever. So I think I like have like the Zapruder film basically, and that's just not that just
it's
15
not,
minutes
no.
later was not what it was.
It popped. But wait, so she did repost it.
She did repost it. So
okay.
Then. Out of nowhere, she then is like laying on a bed, pulling her underwear down and wearing a weird padded bra. And like, I couldn't
right.
bring
and
myself
like,
to watch the rest of it because I was too upset.
Well, she got in this, like, whatever it was, she was originally reading Victoria's Secret and then also saying that this was the best bra that she's ever worn from there. Like that they have horrible bras, but now they don't have a horrible one. And now she's wearing it. And I'm very curious to find out if that bra is going to sell out at Victoria's Secret.
There should be a Mack truck that backs up and just dumps bras onto her front lawn.
They should call
they
it
owe
the,
her,
the. They do. They should call it the Brit Titsling. That should. Yeah. They should just rename it the Brit Tit. They'll make. No. They need it. Victoria's Secret's been in trouble for years. They fucking need it.
I would buy you one for Christmas. You would buy me one for Christmas. Like this is like right.
Absolutely. I could use one. I mean, my tits are no longer large, but I would wear it on my neck. I would wear that brassiere on my neck.
I mean, it's
speaking of multiple necks, since our last broadcast, the lady George Santos has lost her job.
Well, she's gained three new ones that she made up herself.
I mean, as I texted you, I believe George Santos made more money on Cameo the first day that he did it than you and I will make all year combined, probably.
Like, normal job, podcasts, side gigs, everything. Like,
totally. If he wasn't a representative of such an anti-queer organization, meaning his political party, I would be buying these cameos for everyone for Christmas. I don't want to give him money. I still find him fascinating as fuck because he is just... I know that the Post has coined him as a fabulist, which I love that word.
No, same.
His world has gotten better. Being fired from Congress is the best thing that will ever happen to him, provided he doesn't go to jail because he is under investigation for actual crimes. They didn't just shove him out because he was a fat gay guy. They shoved him out because he's a crook. Like, he's an actual crook.
Well, and that's the thing. Like,
fat gay guy.
Well, people are like, oh, it's very homophobic. I was like, no, it's not. He's a criminal. Like, what are you talking about?
It's not. You know what? And it's like, there's no personality requirement in Congress, but just listening to all the things that he's saying on Cameo, he didn't take the job seriously.
I'm like, I'm the wolf dressed up as the grandma and I'm licking my chops. You know what I mean? I am like, I'm so happy that he's doing this because this is like not exactly what you'd said that he should do, but like not what you said he should do when we fixed him way back when, which by the way, so many people have been sending me do sort George Santos. And I was like, we did her already. We might have to do a part two. We might have to do a follow up.
Oh, we're going to do a part two. Let's see where his court cases go. So we're not sort of trying to assist a felon. but I think there is going to be a George Santos part two. Last year, I very vocally made fun of this GMA sex scandal because it was between these two anchors that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
And when I'd heard that there was a sex scandal at Good Morning America, I instantly screamed, is Robin Roberts fucking George Stephanopoulos? And I'm not going to reword that because she would be the top in that situation, obviously. I just didn't know who else. And so I heard Amy Robach, TJ, whoever. So I guess she was married to Andrew Scheer of Melrose Place and he was on GMA. Whatever. We make fun of it. We move on. It is announced today. It is announced today that Amy and TJ's exes are now a couple.
No.
They are dating each other. Yes, Andrew Scheer and Marilee Feibig are a couple. They've been dating for 6 months and bonded over the trauma of being cheated on.
So they pulled a Shania Twain is what you're saying to me.
Well, listen, now I'm interested in this fucking story. Like now, that's the couple. They buried the leads. Amy who? I want to hear about Andrew Scheer. Oh, that rhymes.
Ready for a made-for-TV movie about their romance.
Yeah, utterly fantastic.
Wait, did you see that, like, the headline that came out on CNN 5 hours ago? Amy Robach and TJ Holmes explain, quote, we lost the jobs we love because we love each other. Like,
it's the Notebook, essentially. It's fantastic.
They are trolling us. They're like, you won't fucking talk about us.
Well, but this is how that headline's already is already dead because 2 hours after that, their exes are like, watch this.
Yeah.
Boom.
He's
got that Melrose Place money still. His whole life has been based on it. I've seen that they've been all over the press doing, I guess they've got a podcast or some shit coming out. So they've been up everyone's ass and I haven't clicked on any of it because
I didn't care about them then, I don't care about them now.
No, I don't know who they are. The New York Post has revealed that Taylor Swift has a nickname for Kelsey Grammer. Real world calls Travis Kelsey. Well, wait till you hear the nickname.
Oh, God.
Trav.
Are you
kidding? That's the story.
Me?
That's the tweet. That's it. Guys. This is where someone's gotten too popular, where the headline is Taylor Swift's cute nickname for boyfriend turns out to be just a shortened version of his actual name.
This is the, okay. I've not liked her for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, truly not liked her. Like, I've really not liked her a lot for a long time. I actually feel bad for her now.
Like, because why? I will never feel bad for Taylor Swift.
No, I mean, but she, like, what? It's so sad. Like, that is what you are writing as a story.
Well, that's what I mean. It's gotten so out of hand. Like, that's not even a nickname.
It's so crazy.
That's like my partner calling me Dom instead of Dominic and someone writing a story about it.
Every person alive calls me Chris. That's not my full name.
Oh, that's adorable, though. You must be in love.
It's so, I mean, like, wow. I mean, right? Get a life, people. I mean, I don't even know.
Jonathan Majors' trial is underway, and I have to say, it's not looking good. I didn't know there were videos attached to this as well. Like, whatever. Apparently, they showed videos on the stand Tuesday, in the case on Tuesday, which include, like, I guess they were in an Uber or a private car, or whatever. Maybe there's Ring video. I have no idea, but there's Uber of it, and then there's Uber of them chasing each other down the street. It's all sorts of nonsense. Yes.
Oh, that's really bad.
I mean, let's not get this twisted about how we would feel about violence or domestic violence against anybody, obviously. But I will say, I truly wanted this to go the other way.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just some of them you don't care about. This one, I was like, this guy was on the precipice of being, no pun intended, fucking major, like a major, major, but... If it turns out that this is all true, he didn't deserve it. He should rot in hell.
There you go. Yeah. However, good that this is happening now and not in 5 years.
True.
Because guess what'll happen in five years?
They'd have to edit him out of everything like Kevin Spacey and replace him. They'd have to replace Jonathan Majors with the corpse of Christopher Plummer, basically, in all of his films, well, like they did with Kevin Spacey.
You're such an idiot.
You are correct.
Now, like with AI and everything, can't they just like wipe his face off of everything marble? Like, couldn't they just go back and be like...
I mean, I think that's what's going to have to... They'll replace him. I believe that this happens at a good time for Marvel because he's part of the Kang Dynasty and that stuff hasn't... I think it's on the pipeline, but it hasn't actually been released. So they could... I think this is an easy time to replace him if they need to do that. Well, when all this came out, which I guess was just... I feel like it was a minute ago, but it was, I guess, last year. Yeah, but when it all came out... There was talk that you know, from his camp that he was defending himself against this woman. Not so. She took the stand, and that is just not the case. And
ruh-roh.
Again, it's just like, it was sort of it seems like a fairly classic example of very instant victim blaming in a celebrity case where, because her getting up on the stand tearfully and emotionally, I might add, was, I think, turned this whole thing upside down. I think that he's done. He did a bad thing, and he has to pay for it with an entire career. Because I mean,
the fact that there's video is like, that's when you know it's bad.
Yeah, you know, I don't tell how anyone had to be in their head or anything. You can't fucking touch anybody. You can't, and you got to be careful. If someone touches you, you have to be careful about the way you touch them back. And if you're famous, just don't touch anyone. Just get out of the car, even if it's moving. If they start to scratch your face, just leave, because you're going to be done. You're going to be done. Speaking of people who we thought were uncancelable, let's talk about someone who I think is uncancelable, and that is Kate Middleton. I guess King Charles and Kate were named accidentally as the racists referred to in the Megxit of it all, like the people who said who were concerned about the color of Archie's skin.
Wait, really?
Yes. Yeah, so a few days
ago, I didn't know this at all.
Someone else had written a book, okay, about the Megxit, and apparently there was a printing in Amsterdam. There was a printing of this book in Amsterdam where she was saying she knew who the people were that were being referred to anonymously in other books. Their names were not supposed to be in this new book, but accidentally at a printing in Amsterdam, it was revealed that it was King Charles and Kate Middleton. Oh, I wasn't supposed to do that. Girl. Why even bother saying it was an accident? Just look at the camera and say, now what, bitch? That's how you react to that. Not with the fake reaction. It's like someone getting nominated for an Oscar and saying, I wasn't up watching it live. Everyone texted me. What? Me? How did that happen? Stop. Now someone's going to buy your book. So you should just be happy about that.
Here's what also, like, is this Megan's doing? Like, I don't know. Is this a tabloid's doing so that they can write more articles about it? Maybe.
I don't know. I would, as whenever something sinister like this happens, I assume that Jada Pinkett Smith is involved. I'm being honest.
Excuse me?
Jada Pinkett Smith. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Look, how many people lied to Diana and were like, do this interview? Remember that shit that they did on The Crown like a couple seasons ago? Like this is exactly, it's sniffing, it smells exactly like that in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
The only other thing that I want to bring up is that I don't know why this is important to me, but Malia and Sasha Obama went to the SNL after party this past week, the SNL that Emma Stone was hosting. And I very much want Malia and Sasha Obama to be the Wills and Harry of the United States. I want them to have no privacy, and I want to follow their love lives and for the next 50 years.
I'm surprised that they don't do more. Like in the public eye, like in the sense of like reality television. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know about that, but I'm surprised they're not in the public eye more in the way that, like, I mean, they're young, obviously, like, yeah, but in the way that Chelsea Clinton like has done projects and stuff. I'm sure that's coming.
Like, they could do a show where the two of them like go around America and like eat at different places. Like, that would be so fun.
Right. Yeah, I want them to be, you know,
probably
not,
like, get us out of here. Like, we already like are so annoyed that like everyone has to fucking, every time we fart, everyone is looking at us always. Like, they probably want nothing to do with it.
One of them smokes cigarettes, and every time she's caught outside, they like take a picture of her and put.
Yeah,
like,
and they're like, look at this like travesty, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
She's the one person. Whenever you're like, who still smokes? It's her. She's the one. It's Malia Obama. She's the one keeping them. Well, her dad smokes anyway too. Doesn't President Obama smoke?
I feel like
cigarettes.
I feel like cigarettes are coming back. Is that bad?
No? Oh,
I feel like
God.
They are.
No, I think that they're like at an all-time low now. I think
not with the kids are all smoking Juuls, but I'm saying with like adults, right. Like, I feel like people are like, should I smoke cigarettes again? Like, I feel like people are kind of like,
I don't know about that. God, I hope not. It just smells so because so few people smoke now. When
I know
someone
now
has
when you
smoked
smell
and comes
it, you're
inside,
like, yeah,
no, it's like you really think like you're having a stroke. Like, how can that smell be indoors?
Yes. And it reeks. Like, it's way worse because you never smell it anymore. It really is.
I was at, I guess in New York City, it was 2004. It was something, Bloomberg was mayor, and I was at Splash Bar in New York City when the smoking indoors ban took effect. And I know there are people listening who weren't even old enough to be in a bar when you were allowed to smoke, but I smoked cigarettes at the time, and it was a big deal. Like at 11:50, they announced like, last call if you smoke, and everyone lit up. There was like a weather pattern of hovering cancer in the room. And then 10 minutes later, with great fanfare, they just took all the ashtrays off the bar. And it was sort of like, we felt the world getting better.
What a moment.
But didn't know that we'd spend half of our time outside bars smoking in the few years after that we still smoked. Oh, Benson and Hedges Deluxe Ultralight 100s. I miss you, girl. I do miss you.
I remember like we used to go to like the places that would be like smoking or non-smoking, and like some of the places you would go to, you would come home and your clothes would just reek of cigarettes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like reek of cigarettes.
And you wouldn't realize it. When I smoked, I truly did not realize how much I stank. It's in your hair. It's on your clothes. It's
yes,
your
everything.
Hands. You really, you can't scrub it off your hands as easily as you think you can.
No, you have to wear a glove. All my friends that used to smoke cigarettes in high school would be like, wear a glove, and then you won't be able to like smell the smoke on your hands.
I quit, I think 7 years ago I quit, and it took at least 2 years for like the yellowish dent in between my pointer and middle finger on my left hand to subside.
Stop.
Like when you're wearing a ring for a long time and it takes like a year for it to go. It was the same thing. Like a year later, I could look and see, oh God, I just want that to go away. It was foul. Like this Lord. Neck. God.
Your neck looks fine.
We're not doing video until I get the neck lift. I just want you to know that. And the amount of people who have given me doctors, serums, creams. Thank everyone who has DM'd the Fixing Famous People Insta page. Thank you so much. On my holiday break, I'm going to pour through all of these, and I'm going to come back here looking like Nicole Kidman on the January 3rd installment of this broadcast. Thank you.
Dear God. Well, speaking of necks. No, that's terrible.
No, leave it. Leave it.
Speaking of rubbernecking, let's get to our client and our guest.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Is that a cocktail? Do I hear a cocktail?
It is. It
yes!
is.
What are you drinking?
It's some leftover watermelon juice and some vodka.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm pretending it's summertime.
At least someone here is fun. I'm drinking coffee and Chris is drinking tea.
I'm drinking like a tea with like an herbal remedy to try to make my voice sound better.
Oh, bless.
But the voice you're hearing amongst us, I had so many things I wanted to say about how much better you are than both of us. Her name is Alrynthia Carter. She is an Emmy-nominated writer of a Black Lady sketch show. She's one
heard of it.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Perhaps.
She's one of the cookies. I love her so much. We have both missed, like, I feel that we're two ships passing in the night as far as book club goes. Yeah. So I have not seen you in months, and it's so nice to see your face. Welcome, Alrynthia.
Yay! I always do a shimmy that no one else can see but you guys when someone says an Emmy nominee. I've earned that, right?
You sure have.
It's our privilege to have an Emmy nominee on this broadcast, for
there
sure.
There we go again. There it goes. Yeah.
But also, like, for very good reason, because when I tell you that a Black Lady sketch show is quite literally the funniest show mm-hmm. ever to be made, I have replayed those episodes a million times and just howled with laughter. Howled.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Like, it still feels like a dream that I actually got to work on the show and write words that were said on the show. And Robin Thede, I mean, goddess.
Is this the year that it beats SNL? That's what we are waiting for. That's the moment that we all
need. I think that's what the world is waiting on.
I think everyone is rooting for that to happen, and I do think it's going to happen.
I could go on for 9 million years about how funny all the one with the words, like the live, laugh, love signs, and they like keep pulling out like these signs in their house to like read. It's so fucking good. It's so amazing.
That one was so much fun because I feel like everyone has like that friend or that aunt or that grandmother that gets like the signs from Marshall's or Home Good. Mm-hmm. And it like defines like their house spirit.
Well, speaking of someone who up until recently was living, laughing, and loving, we're here to fix none other than Melissa.
Lizzo.
What is her last name? I don't remember.
Okay, I know the answer. I was waiting for you to ask me what her middle name was.
We're going to do it. But okay. Do you already know it?
I do.
Okay.
All right, so I have to guess now. Her first name is Melissa. Her last name is what? Jefferson. Johnson. I literally said Johnson. I was so close. Melissa Jefferson.
I will tell you one hint. Her middle name goes, to me, goes better with Lizzo than it does with Melissa. It's sort of like mildly kitschy and fancy.
Is it Louise?
No, but I wouldn't say it's not unrelated to what it actually is, which is Vivienne.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. Am I ever going to get this?
No, I mean, I don't think it's designed for you to win it. It's just designed to have this moment. V-I-V-I-A-N-E, Vivienne.
I was going to say Julia Roberts' hooker name. sex worker name.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then you're giving it to me. That's like.
That's true. It's true. Yeah. I always thought her name was like Elizabeth, because I feel like if your nickname is Lizzo, to me,
yeah, it's from Lizzie. That reads, or like, yeah.
I thought that for maybe years until I heard possibly on a CBS Sunday Morning clip about her that her real name was Melissa. I never knew it for many years. I must be honest with you and with our listeners. It hurts my heart that she is a subject of the show, because I truly love her and I'm scared. I normally, quite honestly, don't give a shit about anyone we talk about, which makes it easier to talk shit about them. I love Lizzo. I truly do. I think she's an incredibly talented musician. Everything she stands for. And I loved her as a celebrity because she wasn't super sweet or sugarcoaty. Like, that was the best part about her, is people be like, you owe your fans, blah, blah. She's like, no, I don't owe the fans shit. They're getting me sweating my ass off on stage. They're getting my music. And that's it. Like, she was very open about, I'm still a human being. Now it just seems like maybe, you know, a little overly human.
A little too much of a human being.
Yeah.
We found out that she is indeed an actual human being. Bad decisions. And, you know, I mean, there's only so far that, you know, You Go Girl is going to take you.
Totally.
And
totally.
We all learned a lesson.
Because she is, by the way, she is an icon of actual consequence. Like, she's only been in our lives for less than 10 years, but the stuff that she's done, I mean, she was the first woman of color to win Record of the Year in almost 30 years. No one had done it since Whitney in 1994. And she won last year for About Damn Time, and it was a moment. I hate this. I hate that we're talking about her. But in the beginning, I wanted to put it off on all the other people that are involved in this story. The dance captain and all these other people
Listen, we'll get to her in a minute. What was her name? Charlene Squiggly, or what was her name?
We'll
get to her in a moment. I want to go, but here's the thing. I want to go back a little bit and talk about her early career, because I remember hearing Truth Hurts on Spotify, and it was a single, and she was a nobody. And I remember thinking, wow, this is a really good song. Wow, this girl's never going to have another song ever again. But oh my God, this song is great. And if I was like a little kid right now, I would be dancing to this song on my bed in my underwear, like being like having a whole dance to it and like having the best time. And I remember thinking like, wow, this is a really good song. Like, just, but it had that feeling of just like, society is never going to let this girl have another song. Meanwhile, she then becomes like a humongous, huge success and huge celebrity.
Like, it feels to me like I kind of equate Lizzo to how Missy Elliott, I guess another Melissa.
I mean, someone I've cried about on this podcast before.
I heard you cry about it, and I was like with you in that moment. But like, I feel like she gives me the same feeling now that Missy Elliott gave to me when I was in middle school, high school, and that here's this woman who looks similar to me, that can dance, that looks like she's having a great time, and she's not worried about, you know, what other people are thinking about. She can be in a video with Ludacris and have Ludacris, you know, appear to be somewhat attracted to her, and it'd be completely normal. You know what I mean? And
yes, but yes.
You know, and it's like, wow, a girl like me has a chance with Ludacris. Great. Sign me up for that club. You know,
that's true. Like, but like, it is true. I remember when she ended up doing a song with Missy Elliott, she was like, this is the biggest moment of my entire life.
Sure.
Like, yes. You know, when they did that song together, she was like, I will never do anything as big as this.
How did we get from this to her career being in turmoil for, of all things, fat shaming? Like, where are we? What is the planet that we're on where Lizzo is under attack for fat shaming someone? Explain the planet to me.
Well, before, sorry to stop you again, but before we get there, she first got in a little bit of hot water when someone had come out of the woodwork and was like, I was the one that wrote the line, I just took a DNA test and I found out I'm 100% that bitch.
Right.
And yeah. She was like, no, you didn't. And they were like, yeah, I did. And then I think that they ended up settling. I can't remember if it was someone who like actually helped her write the song or if it was like.
It was a tweet. It was a tweet that she saw that some girl wrote years ago and she noted it and was like, oh, I'm going to use this in this song. And I think she ended up giving the girl like credit on the song. And so this girl will make money from this song from here until the end of time. So that's really, I mean, it's really interesting. And it's almost like that's a weird precedent. Like if you have any sort of ideas that you think that anyone famous is going to use at some point, don't put it on Twitter now. Like, don't put it on Twitter.
Well, the weirder thing too is that the actual originator of that phrase was Judi Dench. It was something that she referred to Cate Blanchett as that bitch on the set of Notes on a Scandal, if I'm not mistaken.
You're such an idiot.
Can we Google this? Cate Blanchett is that bitch. We've seen it.
I believe you.
The DVD extras, Notes on a Scandal. I'm the only queen who's ever watched it.
I believe you.
Oh, God.
Do we know who the person is, though? Like, who is the woman that settled? Do we know who she is?
I think it's just, like, a random person. Like, I don't think it's, like, a songwriter.
Yeah. It was just a random girl that, you know what? Honestly, she made her payday, and she would probably do the same thing I would, is just disappear into the ether and be like,
bye. Yeah. Right. But that's the thing. But the thing about it is I feel like she, for the whole time of that lawsuit going on, she was like, this isn't real. Like, I wrote this. Like, I feel like Lizzo was like, you are right. I stole this from you. Right.
I don't know. So that part, I don't know. I think she was like, oh, well, I may have like heard you whisper it into the wind and caught it on a good day.
Because that's the thing is like, I feel like her biggest problem, like as we careen towards the scandal is like, she stood so steadfast that none of it happened and that like none of this was true, which I was like, bitch, everyone like stop. Like, don't fucking do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I think that where she kind of goes awry. Because, Aurinthia, I remember, I'll never forget it. You DM'd us in our group chat on Instagram. And you were like, if only Barbara Walters was alive, Lizzo could just go on Barbara Walters, cry for 5 minutes, and then talk about, like, something good she's doing in the world. And all of us would forget all about this. And I was like,
yeah,
there have never been truer words that any human being has ever said in their lives ever.
I mean, there are rescuers of that caliber, though, that Lizzo could go. She could sit down. Well, don't not Diane dare. Sawyer. I mean, Diane don't. Sawyer has not been fully canceled, but she could sit down with Oprah.
Death.
Death to Diane Sawyer because of what she's done to Britney.
Death.
Yeah. Oprah or Gayle King.
Gail's the one. I'm not talking about Britney Spears in this episode.
I need to tell you. You know that I wrote on my Instagram story, Diane Sawyer can rot. Oh God.
And you know, I love Diane. I mean, we're not fixing her, I guess. You can have me back with it. I will kill for Diane Sawyer.
No, but Oprah, yeah.
Yeah, we need like an Oprah or a Barbara Walters to ask her like that pointed question to be like, what's your problem? She starts sobbing. There's like the soft focus that they always use in her interviews.
How dare you? How dare you?
I haven't seen a good silhouette in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to come to your house. How dare you? Oh my God, the soft focus. You are so right.
I want Gayle to do the interview.
Yeah.
Right? But I want Oprah to be able to dial in with one question. And I
just call in
via almost satellite. As a joke. And we just have one question from my best friend, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, and then I just want Oprah to say, Lizzo, were you silent or were you silenced? With absolutely no context. Even if Lizzo is confused and just says, what the fuck? I want it left in the interview.
And then she just signs off.
Gayle just goes, ha ha, moving on. And then that's
it. Yeah. And Oprah just hangs up. just hangs up and it's like, she doesn't even like.
Honestly, we're not even going to call Oprah. We're just going to use the audio from the Megan interview. Gail's going to pretend Oprah's on the phone.
Yeah. But I mean, like, how much would you give to hear Barbara Walters alive and saying the words, I'm 100% that bitch? So, you know what I mean? She's got like her news lady haircut. She's got the soft focus and she is saying, and she's reading off of her note cards.
Oh,
the same note cards she used for like all of these kings and presidents. No, you wrote a line that says 100% that bitch. I would pay for the necromancer myself to hear her fucking do that.
Oh God! I mean, can you? Imagine her having to say, like, "Did you go to the club where the woman put a banana in her vagina and you had to eat it out of there?" Like,
I would live.
What would you? What would the world do? We would screech to a halt. So
the world would screech to a halt.
And it has to be like the production has to be on the same night as like the Grammys, right? Like before she, you know how she used to have like the Oscars special?
Yes.
It would have to be before the Grammys we would all be just like emotionally wrecked.
I just got chills.
And then watch the Grammys.
Remember that? Remember when, but that was part of Oscar night was Barbara Walters doing the special the hour before.
Yeah.
It had been years since she did that though, but before her. Demise.
Well,
right?
Now
she
they all just
stop doing them.
No, because they want like all they want is red carpet. They want to hear someone say like, "Oh, this movie's great." Like there are so many leeches that leech off of whatever happens on the red carpet now for TikToks and like magazines and all.
Well,
that
it's
shit.
Also so you don't need a. There's no such thing as a big interview anymore unless it's like actually newsworthy because like Barbara Streisand's out here for days at a time saying I love the color burgundy and Britney's just dancing with knives. On my fucking phone. So why does anyone need to sit down with these people? I see them every morning when I wake up.
Yeah.
All of them.
They can just go live on Instagram. What I said Wendy Williams needs to do every day. And they can just live.
Well, Lizzo's obviously gunning for what Arundhati is saying. Like there's a comeback interview coming because she's just sort of disappeared since all this started. Like we're not getting our typical thong shots. We're not seeing her boarding a private plane from behind and her usual shenanigans that she puts in her stories. She's just sort of taken a back seat.
Well, she did come out. She recently returned.
Oh,
she was,
I'm not aware of this at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is part of like of my following of Beyonce also.
Okay.
That Beyonce had her red carpet for her film, her concert movie.
Right.
Her film. And Lizzo, this is like her first like return to like socializing, I guess.
Okay.
She came for the red carpet. I guess it was like her first official red or silver carpet, maybe chrome carpet.
I am looking at a photo of Lizzo at the premiere of Beyonce's film. She looks beautiful. I'm also looking at Beyonce, who I am now convinced is not from the planet Earth, and whoever did her wig that night should be knighted. Like, I don't, it's like the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Her dress looks like body paint. And speaking of gay people, there's Tyler Perry. Anyway, moving on. What were we talking about?
So Lizzo has this show on Amazon called, I believe it's called Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Girls.
Yeah, girls. Yeah, watch out for the big girl.
Pronounce it right.
With no I in a bunch of R's. Which was like, oh, there she is, Shirlene Quigley herself. First one that comes up.
Can you trust a person named Shirlene?
No.
So, I don't know.
The show comes out. Some of the girls, it's basically a reality show where they compete to try to become one of Lizzo's backup dancers. One of them wins. She then goes on tour with Lizzo. And I think some of the other ones also go on tour with her, question mark. And so out of absolutely nowhere, a lawsuit surfaces where former backup dancers alleged sexual harassment and a toxic work environment surrounding the Truth Hurts pop star. Shirlene Quigley has shared an Instagram video proclaiming her love for the Lord. Oh, yeah. And that was one of the things is that Shirlene was like, I can't sexually assault you. I love Jesus too much. Or like, I'm like, She was talking. What was the one quote? Is like, she was like, I love God, but like sometimes you make an oopsie. And I masturbated last night. Like, oops. Like, that's what she would tell the backup dancers.
Charlene.
And they were like, what?
Charlene will not be silenced. Or no. Silent. She won't.
No, she sure will not. And there was like something about they went to this club. Like, Lizzo really wanted to go to that one club that's in, I believe, Thailand.
It's the where it's like the red not the red eye district. That's not it. The red light district.
Yes.
And it's like there's these clubs where they like shoot ping pong balls out of their vaginas, and like the one is like you put a banana in there and then you eat the other half of the banana. And
but
like,
enough about Thanksgiving at my mom's. When are we going to talk about Lila?
Hey yo.
And the dancers allege that like they're pressured into going to this club even though they don't want to. But then Lizzo says that they had the choice that they could come or not. But they feel that they, although that they said they had the choice, it was really implied that they have to go and blah, blah, blah. And like someone dug up an old interview of Lizzo being like, I really want to go to this club. So you see that she really wanted to go, et cetera, et cetera. And all these allegations come out. You've all read them. I don't need to say every single one of them. But as the stories kept rolling in, they were crazier and crazier and funnier and funnier.
And then we just saw her less and less.
And it was just, but she, Lizzo, like she stood strong. She was like, people are trying to like put me down. They're trying to come after me. Like she then tried to be the victim. And then people were like, she then put out a big statement on her notes app on Instagram being like, I will not let people lie about me. I didn't do this, blah, blah, blah.
Well, cause she tried to not talk about it. Like she initially said, like, these allegations are too outrageous to be addressed. And she sort of was like, I'm not even going to entertain any of this. But then the accusers, they launched a PR campaign. Basically, like they just started popping up everywhere being interviewed.
And our girl Charlene was like, her. Yeah, our girl Charlene was then up in there being like, I love Jesus so much. Like, how dare you say this about me?
How dare you? You can ask him and he will tell you, you know? And I feel, and that brings up the question is like, do they have publicists and PR people anymore that do this? Because I feel like if we go back to like the Barbara Walter years, it would be like a statement from some lawyer that says like, you know, my client has no comment at this time. She didn't do it. You can fuck off. Right. And like really fancy legalese.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
now that everyone has Instagram, like that is their statement. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to have a PR statement anymore because it's a notes app on your Instagram.
Right.
Which is the problem because she can just do that rogue. You know what I mean? Which is like her lawyer or publicist can't be like, shut your fucking mouth. Don't say one word about this. She like has access to every single person that wants to hear from her at her fingertips.
It's basically which is the legal problem. Drunk dialing. You know, like you're not supposed to text him, you have one too many, you know, you have one too many Cosmos and you're like, I miss you and I really want you to come back. And then in this case, it's like, listen, I am not a villain. I like to eat bananas out of the nether regions of sex workers. I am not a villain. You know what I mean? Like it feels like drunk texting to me.
We should also point out that eating a banana out of the nether regions of a sex worker as an act in and of itself, nothing wrong with it. It's just being forced to do it against your will. That's the problem.
Or watch it.
I don't want to offend the banana in nether regions of sex worker community, is what I'm trying to avoid.
But it's not something you do with your coworkers. And that therein lies the problem. Guess what? Your backup dancers aren't your friends. Period. Done. I want every pop star listening right now to write this on their forehead and look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Your backup dancers are not your friends. They are your subordinate co-workers.
I wish you had to say co-workers. It makes it so much more disgusting. Just the word co-workers in and of, like, you just don't do it with your co-worker.
I mean, I feel like it's not even like co-workers either. It's your employees. And I think part of this too is Lizzo has like this persona of being like a girl's girl. Like she's all to have a good time and female empowerment. And we're all like in this together. And we all need to love each other. But I think in that, like you forget, like, no, you are a CEO, to use her words.
Slam.
Of this company, and you're not gonna have Beth from accounting eating a banana out of someone's undercarriage. You know what I mean? Like that you are a company person, and you have to know like this is your friend. Like take Charlene. Charlene seems up for anything, and
I mean Charlene literally like. I'm not going to do it. It's too, this subject matter is too sensitive. I'm going to leave Charlene alone. She can deal with the Lord.
Charlene has dealt with
our
enough.
Savior, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I but want Charlene like... just survive this episode. You know, I feel like Charlene is sure. right on the edge right now.
In Googling this, I realized that Charlene has an Instagram, and the fact that I do not follow it is a crime against all of
them. Yeah, we all have to follow her like right now.
Why am I not following her every move?
I just need to know. I need to know
Chris,
what she's thinking.
Do not send Charlene our holiday candles. I do not want a photo of Charlene burning our candles. That will end our podcast.
I mean, honestly, I feel like that would honestly like be a little more cred. I mean, if she, with the full light and love of the Lord, is burning one of your candles, I mean, come on.
That is
what
true.
Better...
Wait till Charlene finds out that she hasn't been talking to the Lord. It's just her landlord squatting on her fire escape yelling shit at her.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Oh, poor
Charlene.
That's exactly what it is.
But that was the thing, is like people were like, oh no, is Lizzo like a monster? Like, is Lizzo like Harvey Weinstein? And I'm like, no, like that's not what this is. What it is an HR violation, which is still serious.
A major one,
like,
sure.
I said, this is personnel issues. Like, that's what this is. Like, it's bad. Is she like a terrible human being because of this? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Does she need someone in there that's not Charlene to be the bad cop to say, whoa, 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 what are we doing here? Yes.
Yeah. She needs a buzzkill. She needs a professional HR person who doesn't give a shit about Lizzo or the big girls or the Grammys. Like, her thing is like, I'm trying to keep you out of lawsuits like this. And you can't force the girls to do this.
And then this woman, Sophia Nolly Allison, apparently she was traveling with Lizzo in 2019 and shooting a documentary with her. But she dropped out of the project because she said that Lizzo was arrogant and self-centered and unkind. And that is part of the quote. So I thought to myself, well, to me, when that shit starts happening, it's like, okay, but she didn't do anything. Like, if she's arrogant and self-centered, she's earned both of those things, I might add. Unkind, you know, is there an excuse for not being kind? I don't know. We live in a very hostile, fucked up planet. I've not heard other instances of her being unkind, but it's just like, oh, she's being accused of this? Well, let me tell you why I don't like her. It's like, okay, if you don't like her, that's fine, but... we're talking about a lawsuit here. So if it's just like she was a dick to you, go away. People like that coming forward make it feel too coordinated to me, you know? Correct. And it's just like, all right, someone's out to get this person. So like, I don't care about, oh, someone in her vicinity didn't like her. A big deal. Most people don't like us.
Right. And I mean, and it's like, and it's, especially if you are a person in a leadership position and you happen to be a Black woman, anything you say is going to be, you know, it's going to be examined on like a deeper level to make it look like you are more aggressive, unkind, and you could just be all about your business. But then there's also, you know, and this is where I come in speaking as a counselor in my former life, impact versus intention. Like, I feel like, did Lizzo set out to harass these girls? Did she set out to be like their worst nightmare? I don't think she did, but the impact was there. And she doesn't know how to separate herself from, she doesn't know how to separate Melissa from Lizzo, and that. Then therein lies the problem. I think.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's like she wanted to go do an Instagram video where she went to this club and made it rain on the sex workers and post all about it and like have the best time and be like, because that's like her whole shtick is like she's like celebrate and like in a good way and of like, I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to like make all these women feel amazing and I'm going to give them a bunch of money because I'm rich now. You know what I mean? And like,
and while there, she forgot that she hadn't eaten fruit that day. Yeah. This is a very simple explanation.
She needed potassium.
Yeah. There's potassium in bananas. You need that, you know, as a dancer, as an athlete. She's an athlete. She needs
she didn't have her glasses on. She thought it was a cornucopia. She had no idea.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is like, and then she was like, oh, wait, I'm in Thailand or wherever I was. I don't have any friends here. Okay, dancers, why don't you guys come with me? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem. Right. Is like, it's not, okay, let me have the dancers come with me and this will be fun. It's like, no, you should have like your actual friends there and just like pay for them and then they can go do this with you.
Like, what's the point of being famous if you don't have an entourage?
Correct.
Like, all of my friends would be on tour with me. Are you kidding? Like, at least 20 people.
Yes.
And my mom, you know what I mean? Like, my mom wouldn't go with us to the sex club, but she would be there just hanging out.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And that's, but that's what I'm saying is like, it's, that is the, that right there is the problem is that it's like the dancers equals friends. And that's not a true statement.
No.
They should get to go to sleep, not have to go watch you play ping pong with two people's genitals.
Right.
Right. They should be more like the dancers from Madonna's Truth or Dare documentary.
I knew this was going to eventually come up.
Yeah.
Because that's what that vibe is. First of all, that's what you want to be happening on it. Like when you're a fan, that vibe of Madonna with her dancers is what you are hoping is happening. Like that's glamour. That's camaraderie. That's the best part about being a celebrity. We're playing little fun, sexy games with each other. And I think that it's, you know, it's what, when I heard about the banana story, I just thought to in my head, this must happen every night on tour. When you're on tour with
sure.
Lizzo, like a very sex positive, very forward and aggressive about it. Again, when you use the word coworker.
Well, the other thing is like, there are other outside of the banana, like obviously we're saying the thing about the banana because it's the funniest thing, but right. Like there were parts where like the dance captain's talking about her masturbating the night before, the dance captain is talking about, wasn't someone a virgin and they were like all like the her and the
yes
dance yeah. captain was like, what, you're a virgin, like you fucking stupid bitch or like whatever, I don't know what they said to her, but like
it something basically that.
Yeah. Are those from the court transcripts?
Like something where basically they like was like questioning her about why she was a virgin or something like that, which again, like is like extremely inappropriate
right.
and not something you should be talking about with your subordinate.
Right. Like she was, I think like this was her first time on tour. This was her first professional job. She happened to be a virgin. And I think she was at the club as well, and she was being pressured to, she was one of the women that were pressured to either touch the sex worker or eat the banana or something, and she said no, or you know, made it clear that she did not want to do it, and she was pressured into doing it, plus also being made fun of for being a virgin.
Yeah, they're trying to settle this. That's why we haven't heard anything from her. I would imagine they're desperate to settle this because it's gotten so much more traction than other cases like this. Well, also it's very, anything like this is so nuanced because she can't come out and say it's not true when there's probably photographic evidence that they were all there. The dispute is probably of who was pressured to do something, who mistakenly, you know, blah. It's like all the harassment videos that we have to watch at work every year. It's all of those scenarios.
Okay, here's something else that I'm seeing on page six. Charlene Quigley, who, by the way, the fastest follow that she'll ever catch in her life is me the minute that we get off here, because I need to know everything she's doing at all times.
I can't.
Charlene Quigley, Lizzo dance captain named in suit, once went missing amid mental health concerns. This is published August 2nd of 2023 on page six. Shirlene Quigley, the controversial dance captain named alongside Lizzo in a bombshell new lawsuit, once mysteriously went missing amid concerns about her mental health. The then 32-year-old's disappearance in October 2016 garnered national attention after stars like Rihanna and Missy Elliott made public pleas to try and help find her. This beautiful soul and former dancer of mine is missing, the Diamond Singer captioned in a video of Quigley on Instagram at the time. My heart aches thinking about how heavy this is on all who love her and anyone has seen any information of Shirlene Quigley's whereabouts.
I am on Shirlene Quigley's page now, and she is billed as a dancer, and it says, I love Jesus and dance a lot. And she has worked with Lizzo and Beyonce and Bad Girl Riri and Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. This is according to her bio. I mean, she's worked with all these A-listers. I don't know.
She was,
but this could be like the first time she's worked for that's been like, do what you need to do. Like, I feel like I don't see Beyonce or Rihanna for any or Missy letting things slide, like letting things that is going to affect the overall mission of this, like any tour slide. You know what I mean? They know their boundaries.
Shirlene's on another level. One of Shirlene's final whereabouts before she went missing was a bridal store where she was seen shopping for a dress. Her dad told the Post that he found it really odd because if his daughter were to get married, she would so want him and her mother to be there, as in, aka, like she wasn't engaged.
Shirlene, I don't know if it's because she's a dancer. No, she's giving me like a younger, like there's like vintage Debbie Allen in Shirlene's face.
Yes.
Am I wrong? Okay.
No, you are right. She has a straight, she's very, there's something going on. Shirlene, fuck. I need to follow her.
Is it possible that choreographers just all have the same face? Could we know when they're children that they'll grow up to be choreographers? Please come back to our Patreon for a 3-hour episode about this.
Where we unpack this right now. Elrithia's face.
Choreo
face.
Eyes
went humongous. She was like deep in thought.
It could be. Just like a short note on the sex worker. It feels like, as far as like consent is concerned, the only people who had given their enthusiastic consent was this woman with the banana and Lizzo. Everyone else, I feel like, is like a gray area. We will never know that for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But with Lizzo, I mean, I feel like the good that she is doing has the potential to save her from going too far into, I guess, the darkness or into the gray. You know, I feel like she is at a point in her career, which is still early enough. She hasn't been doing this for like decades, you know, at this point. She is still at a point in her career that she can make a right turn and honestly learn from her mistakes. Like, you know, there's always those statements. They're like, oh, I'm going to take the time to learn and to study and blah, 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 which is usually bullshit. But I think for her, like, she has the ability to do that. And I think that she has the desire. I mean, I don't know her, but I feel like from seeing her and watching her on TikTok post the scandal, I honestly think that she wants to fix this. She's no how. She probably doesn't know what she's done
yet. It's part of her brand. She's done it before. Remember, there was a lyric in a song about mentally challenged people, and she removed the lyric and very publicly said, we fucked up. Don't, you know, we shouldn't have done that. We're not discriminatory, blah, blah, blah. And they changed the lyric of the song and purposely made a big deal out of it to say they fucked up. So
she
does have the opportunity to do that here, and she's not been doing it. So I wonder, does that mean that it's all bullshit and she's just not going to budge? Like, because we've seen her admit her mistakes before, and she's not doing that here.
Well, she can't do that because there's a legal case. If she says that she's wrong, then that she can't. She legally can't do that.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a lot messier than just taking a line out of a song or paying somebody from Twitter. Like, this is like a group of people that said, like, you inflicted harm on me emotionally, psychologically, maybe even physically.
Right.
And so that's going to take a lot longer than maybe that's the problem. It's like, it's going to take a lot longer for her to fix this then she realizes, and it's not just going to be a sorry, and it's not going to be a quick note to say, like, I am not a villain. Like, it's going to take more than that. And she, like, showed a lot of us, a lot of women, a lot of queer people, a lot of fat people, that you can live your best life, you can be sexually open, sexually free. Mm-hmm. But I think she also forgot that she is a famous person, and me, I can't make those same mistakes. I'm not going to be able to defend myself the way that she's going to be able to. And so, but I know that about myself. And she is at a place where she's realizing, I am not a normal person anymore. I came from being a normal person, but I'm not. And I can't go back to that part. And that's a lesson she's got to learn.
And that's the other thing, is that she is so sexually free that then she forgot that other people aren't sexually. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, she was like, why don't you want to come see this, like, this, go to this strip club? This is the best shit ever.
Right.
But it's like, no, but like, some people don't want to, like, that's not what they want to see, or they don't want to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that is a big part of it. And from being so, and we have spent an hour beating up on her, but like, there is not a person I can point to more than her that has represented body diversity more and put her body out there in such a way to be like, I will make you look at my fat ass and mm-hmm. my ass crack in a G-string and like watch me twerk now.
Period.
Do you know what I mean? Like in a way,
Lena
that,
Dunham
like,
might have an argument with you about that, but
go away.
Lizzo is definitely
get away from me right now.
You mean Lena?
Yes!
I'll listen.
I hear that.
But like, there's not one person more than her. You know what I mean? It's like, there
no,
is.
No, there's
like,
not. There's really, she has cornered that market quite literally. Like, there's no one else doing that.
Yeah. The fact that we haven't made 9,000 more clearly puns with the banana and the hoo-ha.
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about
we're scaring everyone
more on this pod. Good Lord.
Maybe it's two on the nose or two on the clit. Oh!
Oh!
Oh my God. Oh, you're so great. I love her. I love her. I love her. Okay, I think I'm ready to pitch. Are you ready, Dominic?
Yeah, I mean, I will be eventually.
Okay.
Go ahead and order. I'll be ready when we're ready.
Melissa.
It's very that, though, for real. Wait, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Melissa Lizzo Jefferson Johnson. Okay. First and foremost, the one thing I did say in our group text as well was like, you need to pay these people off yesterday. Like, the fact that they are still not settled in this court case and this came out months ago is a crime. Like, you pay them whatever they want. Like, they need to be paid off immediately to just shut them up, to stop them from, like, the fact that there's months and months of stories that have rolled out through the months about this has made it even worse for her. And I know that I sound disgusting by saying all of this, but it is the truth. And that's how the world works. They should have been paid off months ago. So that's your first problem. First thing you're doing, set aside millions of dollars to just shut them the fuck up.
Mm.
Number two, you're coming out with a new album and the title is HR. You are going and your whole you're going to be very
God.
Like Lady Gaga-esque when back in the day with Lady Gaga, and your whole persona is going to be like, you're like a slutty office worker and you have an HR representative,
Chris,
with you at every appearance. Like, you're on the Tonight Show, it's you, and next to you is your HR representative who is constantly monitoring everything that you do and telling you that it's an HR violation.
Kind of like when George Michael made the music video and it was in the bathroom and he was dressed like a cop.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. 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 Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
And like
for outside with the disco ball urinals. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
And like when things veer a little too sexual and it be like, not appropriate for work, but it would be appropriate for a late night show. Duh. Like the HR representative is stepping in to be like, I'm going to stop you right there. And is like shutting down the conversation. And it's
wow.
Not in a way that's because again, like I don't want her to be like, fuck you to the victims and the alleges, but I wanted there to be a thing of like, isn't life a little bit more fun when I get to do whatever I want? You know what I mean? Like kind of like, okay, you want me to be a PC? Here it is. And not that she still can't be funny, but there's like, you see that she's acknowledging it. You see that it's like impacting her. And it's kind of a joke, but she's also then at the same time does say like, I am taking this seriously.
Right.
And like, you know what I mean? She has to cop to it in a little bit, but then have this like funny way to poke fun at it and also make it like a part of the album that she's going to come out with and moves her forward through it.
Yeah.
That's my pitch.
Love it.
I will tell you that there was a good 15 seconds there where I was going to just declare that you were the winner and forfeit even pitching because I love that pitch. I love that pitch so
like
much.
Imagine like Alrynthia
just
literally sitting
her
on the
calling there. The album HR is like, it's as genius an idea as it is a smack in the face to all victims of workplace violence.
Everywhere.
I love everything about every angle of that. I love it. But the spirit of our broadcast is that two ideas must be presented. So I will give you the circus pitch to end all circus pitches.
God. Alrynthia, buckle up.
Not only do I think that Lizzo should bring this to trial, I think that
I'm so scared.
I think they should go. I think she should bring this to trial. She should fight it. She should show up to court wearing all the shit that she wears on Instagram, like dental floss bathing suits, all of it. She should dress like Lizzo in court. And she should be thrown out of court every day for dressing that way. I want her to wear a wide brim hat with a veil so I can't see her face when she's sitting in the gallery of the court. And the only time you know Lizzo is there is when someone's on the stand and says something that she disagrees with. She just goes, I just want to hear her and not see her face. I want her to dress provocatively. I want her to show up for every single court date and just beat this to the ground. I believe that she believes she did not fuck up here. I really do because
we've seen
her correct her mistakes. And the reason this is taking so many months is because they're trying to convince her to settle this. And I feel like she doesn't want to because she doesn't believe she did anything wrong. And I think she is a person who is sensitive to this situation. Did she fuck up? Based on what we know, sure. It does sound, you know, coworkers. It does sound like something she shouldn't have done with coworkers. But she was in the room, and to her, the spirit of what was happening didn't violate anything. So you know what? Fight it. That's my pitch is to fight it and to make it worse. By fighting for it, dressed it scantily in court.
I mean, you want this to be like the Goop trial, like times a million. Like
times a million. I want this to be the Goop trial with wardrobe we can imitate on Halloween, is what I want.
And you want her to like whisper in the girl's ears, like, I want better for you or whatever.
I wish you death, is what she says when she gets
The North remembers.
I thought you were going to say.
I want her to go to court. I want her to like have a clutch in the shape of a banana. That's what I want. And I want her to bring it to court every single day.
I thought you were going to say you were going to have her bring the sex worker to the court and have it a demonstration.
Surprise witness. You know what? Surprise this is what would have happened. Witness. This would have happened on Matlock. Matlock would have brought Matlock would have brought the sex worker or Perry Mason. We can go either way. And you know what? Actually, no, scratch that. On LA Law, Corbin Burnson would have brought.
Chris was not even alive when all these shows were on television.
I always forget that I am clearly a decade older than Chris is, but I mean, I feel like everyone should know what LA Law is, but you know, whatever.
I'm aware of LA. I'm not an idiot.
We were just two when it was on television. I I'm going to steal all of that because I know my pitch is going to lose to Chris's. I mean, I'm fairly confident about it. And I'm going to absorb all those into my pitch and just say, that is my pitch. Go to court, make a mockery of it, probably destroy what's left of your career in the process, but amuse me.
No, but we'll all love her for it. We would all love her for it. Not for nothing. We would probably. If she makes enough of a spectacle, we would be like, Shirlene who?
Yeah, what happens to Shirlene Quigley in your pitch? Like, is she still employed by Lizzo or does she open up her mission?
No, she can't be. I think either way, she's done so.
Do we remake Fame and cast Shirlene Quigley in the Debbie Allen role?
Oh, no, she could never.
Because Fame costs.
Oh, my God. All right.
Give her a walking stick.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing her in a scene with, like, the whoever the Leroy is. Yes. And I'm just... I love both of these pitches. I mean, I feel like my sensical side is like, go with Chris. My, you know, person who spent her childhood watching Dynasty and the Golden Girls and Falcon's Crest.
Yes.
And Dallas would like live for any sort of theatrics to come in there. I want to hear gasps in the gallery, in the courtroom. I want to hear like someone actually throw a book on the floor and be like, I'm throwing a book at someone.
Like on the Brady Bunch.
You know? Maybe this is just a sketch that I need to write to get out of my spirit.
Yes!
True. You know,
just to get it out there. But I mean, I feel like my head is going to go with Chris. So I appreciate the movie that we are building right now.
We have to redact from the episode so no one steals it.
This is the Lifetime movie of my dreams.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Chris, congratulations. It's well-deserved. I love, this is my favorite pitch of yours. She needs to call the album HR. She needs to call it that.
Yeah. Or make it just fancy, full fancy, and just call it human resources full out.
Yes. Yeah.
Human resources.
Human resources.
I mean, it's crazy.
And she's like blind justice, right?
And she's always in like a slutty, like working girl outfit. You know what I mean? Like she's always like doing like a slutty Melanie Griffith. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like in like a pencil skirt and like a slutty, do not go through Tess. All right. I gotta win. I needed. I've been behind for weeks, months now. Thank you for this point because I'm behind, desperately behind.
You didn't, but you earned it though. I mean, we're pretty close. You know, you won. Oh fuck, you won last week too. You're only one behind me now.
Coming for you.
Now it's like 17.5 to 16.5. These half points are so.
Yeah, I just have a need for drama that. It will never be satisfied. So. Yeah,
I mean, you didn't pick the more dramatic pitch, but you've caused drama on this.
Yes, correct.
Yes,
for sure.
That was my goal.
Alrinthia, thank you so much for being here. This was truly a highlight.
I'm so pleased to finally meet you, and this was so much fun. Please come back anytime for everybody. Oh my God.
I can't wait for someone else to fuck up so I can come back. Yeah,
it'll happen in 5 minutes.
Where, Alrinthia, where can people find you?
You can find me anywhere at Alrinthia. I'm the only Alrinthia on the planet. You can find me on the X, the X Twitter, the Instagram. And those are the only ones that I am active on.
If you are truly the only Alrinthia, can you tell us where your name comes from?
Of course. So I am named after my parents. My mother's name is Amarantha. My dad's name is Alexander. So on my mother's side, we have long, very dramatic names. So my mom's name is Amarantha. Her mom's name was Arabella. Her mom's name was Ami, spelled like Amy, but pronounced Ami. It keeps going. But yeah.
So at a certain point, your parents found out they were going to have a child. And did they just sit down with like an Excel doc? And they were like, how the hell are we going to combine these two names?
I think honestly it was because I think my name is mostly Amarantha. So I think I was like, this is what, this is what her name is, you know. And then my sisters, I have two sisters, they're named similar as well. So my middle sister's name is Alethea, and my youngest sister's name Alexthea. So wow. We, you know, when you grow up with a name with nine letters, it just builds character. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, yeah. It's a little Kardashian, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's a, like, it's a lot Kardashian, yeah. Is yeah. What it is. Yeah,
yeah. They used to call us the A-Team. That was the fun part of growing up in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wait, that's so fun.
That's so double. That's so double-edged. Yeah, that is so double-edged, but I love that. Yeah,
Weird Al, you can call me Al. Alf, you know, the Jesus. Possibilities. I've reclaimed all of those things. Like, my nickname is generally Al, but yeah. You know, oh, Al Bundy, it's another one. So there you well, go.
My last name is Pupa, and I have not reclaimed Pooper Scooper from that, nor will I ever. The torture, the absolute torture.
I get it. I get it, man.
Well, Dominic, speaking of pooper scoopers, where can people find you?
Speaking of absolute shit, I have a holiday show coming up. Please go to my website, Dominterry.com, for tickets to all seven cities. I can also be found on the socials at Dominic Pupa. Christopher Michael DeRosa, where can the listenership of this podcast find you?
You guys can find me at The Chris DeRosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. You can buy the holiday candles at the link in our bio. And obviously, you can sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/fixingfamouspeople. I wish you both well. And as always, where's Shelly? Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.